joyful manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. You know, Joyful Manifestation is a high vibration show. It talks about high vibrations and tries and endeavors and mostly succeeds. It should succeed if you're following the principles of joyful manifestation to keep you in high vibrations. High vibrations attract high vibrational events back. It is impossible to attract something of low vibration if a person is in high vibration, because like attracts like. It's a law of attraction. The law of attraction is not just a fashion statement. It's not something that comes into fashion then goes out like clothing. It is a fact. This is how the universe is run. This is how the universe happens. Your universe. So when the law of attraction teachings were in style, when The Secret came out, the movie, etc., people said, oh, you know what? The law of attraction. And they started to learn about the law of attraction. Like attracts like. But after a bit, people stopped talking about it. At least some people did. And then went back to their regular lives, the humdrum of regular life, doing their routine. But the law of attraction is not something that comes into fashion and goes out of fashion. It is like the law of gravity. It's always operating. You can't say that, oh, today the law of gravity is going to operate and then in a few weeks, it's not going to operate. No, the law of gravity is always operating. The universal principles are always working. They're always working. They don't go out of fashion. So if that is the case, then following the law of attraction and knowing that, oh, this is something that is affecting my life on a day-to-day basis, and I need to know whatever is there to be known about the law of attraction is very, very important. You might hear some sounds in the background. I am right now in a village setting. I do like villages. They bring people back to base and remind them of who they really are. I mean, the whole world probably started very primitively and then built into huge cities. So if you hear some sounds, even dogs barking, etc., just know that I am currently in a village setting. It's a very simple kind of life for right now. My home is in Las Vegas. That's where I normally live. But I do like to get out and be in very, I would call them rustic settings, village settings, simple life. It just brings people back to who they really are and takes them away from illusions of grandeur and the lights and everything, and brings one back to how simple life can be, and then allows a person to work on their survival skills in very, very rustic settings. And it's a great thing to do from time to time, you know, because Las Vegas is an entertainment place and it's set up in a certain way that it brings feelings of the lights, the sounds, entertainment, glamour, etc. But then you get into a village setting, a very, very basic, simple setting, and one allows oneself to remember, oh, this is how the world is, or the rest of the world could be. It's not Las Vegas. It's not Los Angeles. It's not Hollywood. It's what people can go back and think about what is really existing in the world. It is beautiful. The air is so clean. It's amazing. It's amazing. So much greenery. Simplicity, greenery, mountains, beautiful mountains, rivers, all of this exists over here. And it has very high vibrations. Honestly, if you can ignore the dogs barking, of course, and a few cows here and there, the vibrations are very high because people are simple and they think simple thoughts. They're not thinking of doing something to someone or getting a benefit out of doing something to someone. But it's very, very basic. The vibrations are very, very high here, and you're able to maintain high vibrations in such settings because of connecting to the rivers, the mountains, the greenery, and bringing your mind into a place of beauty of nature. Coming back to the law of attraction, I was saying that the law of attraction is not a fashion statement. It is something that happens all the time. And whatever you surround yourself with gets into your aura. It gets into your energy. So if someone were to surround herself with a nightclub setting, a strip club setting, you know, Las Vegas has a lot of this. Of course, it also has its beautiful suburbs. But whatever one surrounds oneself with does get into their energy and attracts more of the same. It attracts people with like thoughts, like desires. The law of attraction is always working. So whatever surroundings a person puts herself into or himself into is going to bring back its own events, situations, happenings, experiences. So when in a countryside setting or village setting, as I call it, you can get into your car and drive long distances and see nothing except fields, vast fields, forests, lakes, rivers, mountains, hills, whatever. Beautiful countryside. And one's mind gets into all of this beauty and absorbs it. How can the vibrations in such settings be low? They are very, very high. It's beautiful vibrations, empty of a lot of people who can contribute negative vibrations. Awareness of your surroundings, awareness of where you are, awareness of who you're dealing with, awareness of the people in your life, awareness of what you're seeing, awareness of what you're listening to, awareness. That's the word for today, being aware. What are you experiencing right now? Awareness. What have you been listening to? What is the information that is being bombarded at you? What are you absorbing into your energy system, into your aura? That is going to reproduce itself almost like billions of babies being reproduced. Babies. Exactly. Think about it, your aura. Let's say you put your aura into a certain situation. The aura absorbs all of this and then reproduces all of this like billions of babies. And a person is constantly giving birth to his future, to her future. Constant birthing going on here. All because somebody put themselves or herself, himself into a certain situation, which got absorbed into the aura, and then is born again and again and again. Then that brings back awareness. That's my fingers going click. Awareness, awareness, awareness. Where are we? What are we doing? Where have we immersed ourselves? What are we absorbing? Some people call it emotional pollution. Some people call it toxicity, toxic vibes being absorbed into the aura automatically, even though one might think one has a very healthy defense system and is able to cope. Think of all the people who go into war. Well, don't think of them. Please don't think of them. I don't want you to really think of them, but just an instant, ponder. Ponder. People who go into war, soldiers, what are they absorbing into their aura? No matter how much psychiatric treatments and psychology and training and all of these things and immunity created because of the training, yet what are they absorbing into their aura? It is impossible to put a soldier into battlefield and then say that he's, please don't absorb this into your aura. That's not possible. He is going to absorb all the negativity of war into his energy system. And then he comes back to base, he comes back home, and his aura is busy reproducing things based on what was experienced. Babies being born of negativity, negative babies. Now, we're not talking of human babies here, we're just talking of situations, events, things that he attracts back, because now he believes this is what the world is like. Think about it. A soldier at war who has had war experiences, no matter how devout and how much he's serving his country, no matter he might get many medals of honor, it doesn't matter. He is absorbing negativity into his aura just by being in battlefields, in war zones. And his aura contains all of this. It's absorbed it. And now this soldier thinks forever and ever that this is what life is. Life, and just think of the statements, right? Life is a battle zone. Life is war. People are mean to each other. Countries hate each other. They can't ever be at peace. They cannot ever be at peace. So these are statements that he might be telling himself automatically or subconsciously. It doesn't really matter. And his aura is busy producing babies of battle. Battle babies. Awareness. If the soldier brings himself back to awareness, where am I? Where am I this minute? Where am I? What am I thinking? I would say, and since my interest is in the person, and not the country as a whole right now, but in the person, individual, is important to me. Get yourself out of that situation. Put yourself into a nice situation. The countryside that I was talking about, the villages, where there is peace and harmony, lakes, rivers, calm, peaceful, birds chattering, peacocks. I hear peacocks too. They're all around here in farms, around here, deep forests. Do you know they actually have signs saying leopard crossing? They do here. Leopard crossing, elephant crossings. I haven't seen an elephant or a leopard cross still because, well, they must be in the deep forest. But they have signs that say that. And it's beautiful. It's amazing to know that one is surrounded with such nature and beauty and is not in the middle of a war zone, a battlefield. And a person's aura absorbs all of this and believes that life is good. Life is beautiful. Life is full of wonder. Life is full of greenery. Life is full of beautiful animals in the forest and peacocks on farms. Some dogs barking, which you will hear on the show. I can't control them. They just do what they want to do. They're free. Free. Life is beautiful. Life is pleasant. Life is wonderful. Life is full of wonder. Life is rich with wonder. Life is amazing. That is what the aura of a person who is immersed in beauty says. Beep, beep, beep. And what does the law of attraction bring back? More beauty, more wonder, awareness of where one is, awareness of what one is doing is so important. I can't even begin to express, which I am expressing it, the importance of being aware of one's surroundings and where one puts oneself willingly, what one listens to or allows himself or herself to listen to. Whatever one listens to is going to have effects, impact. It's going to get into the emotional imprints and then reproduce itself, millions of babies being reproduced. Awareness. Today we're going to talk about awareness, the law of attraction, all the wonderful things, and we are stepping to a next section, money manifestation, work and career. We will be listening to some music, so don't go away. We're taking a short break, listen to some music, and we're coming back soon, so hold on tight. Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into money manifestation, work, and career. Do you know that we have ex-mayor Rudy Giuliani on this show, on BBS Radio, not on this show? BBS Radio has some very prominent people who talk. And ex-mayor Rudy Giuliani has also signed up for shows on BBS Radio, and I hope you listen to him. Well, BBS Radio has wonderful vibrations. I'm happy to be here on this radio station, radio network. We talk about joyful happenings, joyful things. We talk about the principles of joyful manifestation and attracting the powerful vibrations of joy to manifest your life. After all, if you were an artist, what are the colors you would use to paint? You would use the colors that would bring out the beauty of whatever it is that you want to paint, right? The creation. If you are so aware of the colors to be used while painting, maybe the walls of your home, if you're an artist on canvas, if you're a fashion designer, the colors to be used in clothing. If you were an interior decorator, a person who decorates homes, interior designer, you would be aware of the colors that you're going to use to create the statement that you want to make. Colors are very, very important. And design. All of this comes together to create beauty and wonder. After all, if you've seen some of the palaces in Istanbul, Turkey, some of the palaces in kingdoms that had rulers, kings and queens, you can see the amount of effort taken to put together each room. Each room is a statement. Each room has a certain color. In Istanbul, Turkey, I was there for a few weeks. The palaces, they designed to create impressions. The main area where people gather, the rooms of the queen, the harem, all of these things, every room makes a statement because of the colors used, the fabrics, the textures, the artifacts, the decorations. Coming from different countries, they used this from one country, they used that from another country. These kings really knew how to live. And all of this is done at very minute levels. Each vase, each piece of decoration has money invested in it. And it's so finely done. Attention to detail. So if a person can put so much attention on decor, fashion, clothing, the houses, the cars that people drive nowadays, then what about attention on the basic colors used to create one's life? The vibrations that are used to create one life have to be high. Life is the most important thing, even more important than all the palaces in the world, even more important than clothing, though all of these things are indicators of where one is monetarily. Yet, to be aware while one is doing all of these things, while one is making a statement of oneself, oh, this is how rich I am. This is my ability, and I am making a statement of this. being aware and doing things, being aware and consciously choosing what a person immerses himself or herself into. Fictitious Jane, we always call upon her when we want to talk about some things which we don't want to put on anybody here. Well, Fictitious Jane is not going to immerse herself in a dirty pool of water. Is she? Well, I hope not. Who knows what people do? Well, I mean, I'm going to assume Fictitious Jane is not going to do that. She's going to be careful about the pool of water that she immerses herself into. That pool of water, that one that she immerses herself into, bring it back to the air around you. It's a pool of air. It's a pool of vibrations. And a Fictitious Jane is going to immerse herself into a pool of vibrations that is negative. What is going to be the outcome of that? Negativity is born again and again. If she becomes aware of her surroundings and what she does on a day-to-day basis, where she goes, who she meets, what she immerses herself into, and if she brings the same awareness into the vibration surrounding her and what she's immersing herself into, don't you think that Fictitious Jane would then make efforts to get out of negativity and to put herself into beautiful, high vibrational situations and surroundings where she can create and birth better situations for herself? High vibrations, entering the aura, creating better vibrations again and again and again. Awareness. Awareness of where one puts oneself. And we're talking money here. We're talking of the vibrations of wealth. A king immerses himself into vibrations of wealth. He is wealthy and he creates vibrations of wealth around him. There is more and more and more that gathers and gathers and gathers. He becomes richer and richer. And people wonder why they say the rich become richer and the poor, well, you know what they say about that. It's the vibration. This is not about judgment and good and bad right now. We're not talking good and bad, but we're talking about vibrations. And if a person is born into poverty and continues to be in the vibrations of poverty, that poverty enters the aura. The aura is created of that, almost. And then it continues. More poverty is given birth to. And remember, poverty is different from simplicity. Poverty is different from simplicity. It's different. One can be very rich and still be simple. One can be very poor and still be complex. So the two are different. One can be extremely wealthy and choose to live in the countryside. It all depends on a person's personal taste and what it is they want in their energy system. Given that Fictitious Jane needs to be aware of her surroundings, where she lives, what she does, if she puts herself deliberately into a poor neighborhood, that gets into her aura, more and more of it. Her aura says, this is how life is, this is how life will be. But if she takes herself out, being aware that this could happen to her and is happening to her, that her aura is absorbing the poverty of the neighborhood, and somehow manages to uplift herself or change her surroundings, That's self-effort there. Self-effort. Awareness, born out of awareness. And this is not about her becoming rich before she moves out of that neighborhood. This is about her moving out of the neighborhood so that she can get rich. It's a law of attraction. It is what her aura will absorb. And if she starts to put herself into better and better places, better and better neighborhoods, the pool of water around her, the pool of air around her changes. She absorbs different vibrations. And then she goes forward in life, attracting more wealth. It becomes her statement, her fashion statement. So being aware of where one exists, where one lives, what one is doing, what one is absorbing into one's energy system is very, very important here. Prominent people know this. Rich people know this. They live in a way that they live as if they're rich even before they become rich. The Secret, the movie, the book. It's where you imagine yourself and act in a way that would be or embody who you're going to become. So if you want to become somebody very wealthy, very rich, then you can start to act, fake it till you make it. So that is very important. And those are some dogs out there barking. But you can fake it till you make it. And you start to live in a way that actually represents how you can live going forward in the future. And money energy gets absorbed into the aura. It just naturally happens. Like the aura is busy absorbing all of this money energy into it. And people suddenly wonder why they feel rich. They are absorbing the rich vibrations of neighborhoods. They are absorbing the rich thoughts of people who are wealthy. They are absorbing whatever is around them, whatever is in the air around them. So being aware of where one is so that one can replicate it, so that one can automatically give birth to more richness, to more money, to more wealth. And a lot of rich people know this. A lot of rich people start to practice being rich even before they become rich. There are actors and actresses who start to practice being an actor or actress even before it becomes part of their lifestyle. So faking it till you make it, or being aware of one's surroundings and deliberately immersing oneself into wealth energy. Yes, there is something called wealth energy, the energy of wealth and wonder. And attracting this wealth to oneself is a great way to make sure that your career takes off and continues steadily. It is almost impossible for fictitious Jane to keep living in poor surroundings and then expect her career to be great. The thoughts of so many other people who have lost jobs, those, you know, things have happened to them, would be around her and would get into her aura. And then Aura is going to be having a difficult time to be able to support itself and to bring to fictitious Jane the wealth that she wants. Awareness of where she is. Very, very important. We will go more into money manifestation, work and career. Into future shows, of course. We are here live every alternate Friday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you're welcome to join us. This is a wonderful show to listen to. And of course, you can always support this show by subscribing as a member and buying a piece of Joyful Manifestation. You're subscribing to the energy of Joyful Manifestation that the show is creating. And it's showing people how to live life and how to get successful, how to attract joyful situations. If you like the thought and idea of being in high vibrations that can support your dreams and bring them into fruition, then do subscribe to the show. You can just go to my page, Joyful Manifestation, just search for it and subscribe. There are many levels of subscription. But the main important thing is to know that we're rooting for you here. We want you to succeed. We are concerned about the individual. We're concerned about you. We want you to know how to manifest joyfully and how to become a great manifester. And, you know, once you have the tools to do this, you will be able to handle almost any situation as a joyful manifester. The way a joyful manifester handles a situation and the way somebody else would be different. Would be different, resulting in different outcomes. It is a fact. And it's been proven true many times over. Following the law of attraction teachings, following joyful manifestation, soulmate manifestation, which is what we're going to get into in a few minutes here, will bring to you whatever it is that you've always wanted in your life. And being aware of where you are and where you want to go, it's so important. Today is all about awareness and bringing oneself to the place where you're able to navigate successfully. Just like if somebody is driving a car, he would know how to go to where he is. Sorry, from where he is to where he wants to go. He uses navigational tools and he would know how to reach a place. So if somebody wants to reach a certain destination and uses all of these navigational tools, then why not use joyful manifestation navigational tools to attract more and more joyful events into your life? We are stepping into soulmate manifestation now, love and sex. We're taking a couple of minutes break, listening to some music, and coming back soon. So hold on tight.
I'm a lady.
Joyful manifestation. Love and sex. Love and sex. Love.
Gentlemen.
Hi, this is Sukandi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. Awareness extends to all life areas. Measuring or being aware of where one is and then navigating towards one's desired goals. Life is not just about being where one is and then being stuck or feeling stuck, but taking proactive action or being proactive and then taking action is important too. Sometimes people think that the law of attraction teachings are all about just thinking and then it's going to happen. Thinking is very important because it does lead to outcomes. Taking guided action is also part of manifestation. Manifestation includes everything: thoughts, beliefs, action, inaction, the law of karma. Karma is basically work and creating outcomes from work. So when one takes action, there is outcome, and when one doesn't take action, there's another kind of outcome. If someone is supposed to call for an interview and does not call, there is consequences. So inaction does result in consequences. If somebody's supposed to say something to someone on time and doesn't say it, that's inaction, but it does have consequences. So taking proper action has results. Inaction also has results. Everything results in karmic repercussions and consequences. You reap what you sow. You also don't reap what you don't sow. Or you might reap what you don't sow. Okay, don't get confused. But being aware of one's actions and inactions, of one's thoughts, belief systems, of knowing what program one is working on. Oh, what's my program? What's my default program? What do I normally do in situations? How do I normally react? Is this what I really do? Oh my God. Just imagine how many people will be saved. So much negativity. Oh my God, if they just think of all the stuff that they do on automatic programming. Automatic programming. One's basic program that one falls back on in order to react or respond. So you know how they say you need to respond and not just react. Respond well. Being aware of one's basic program and what is it that one does in certain situations, creating patterns of behavior and therefore same outcomes. Well, if the outcomes do not bring joy, then it's not joyful manifestation. Becoming aware of one's program so that one manifests joyfully is important. Awareness is the word today. And fictitious Jane needs to be aware of what she's doing and what she's not doing. That might result in same consequences where love is concerned. We're in the section of love, relationships, soulmate manifestation. And becoming aware of where one is, where love is concerned. A person could be very wealthy, but still have a horrible love story. Love stories. Some people get into marriages and then out of marriages. So many marriages. So many relationships, and yet nothing has changed. And it's always the same thing going on and on and on again and again. The same kind of outcomes. The same kind of behavioral patterns, the same kind of, you know how people say abuse. Why wouldn't abuse happen if the basic program one is running on is attracting abuse, is attracting abandonment and loss and all of these terrible words? So being aware of one's program, of what one is thinking, of one's belief systems. And remember, on the level of action, how one reacts is very important, but also on the level of thoughts, it brings attraction energy. So if fictitious Jane is thinking that she always loses in love, then she might attract more of that. She probably will. She needs to start to navigate towards better thoughts, better belief systems. A very good way to do this is maybe this time it will be different. Maybe this time it would not be the same story of loss and abandonment. Maybe this time the love of my life will love me back. She is introducing doubt into negativity. She is introducing doubt into negativity. People normally doubt the positive, correct? People normally doubt the positive, but what about introducing doubt into negativity and doubting the negative and introducing possibility of hope, possibility of positive things happening into one's life? What about doing that? And thereby changing the belief systems that one operates on, which then enters the aura and starts to clear out the aura and then brings in good manifestation energy, the law of attraction, can bring back proof of her having succeeded in her life, of making her life better. So fictitious Jane's love story, simply by introducing doubt into negativity, can improve. Of course, here also she can be aware and think if she is surrounded by people who are negative. A lot of women confide in female friends, peers. I think men do too, because I have coached a lot of people and men also confide. And they get advice like, well, this girl's not good for you. This boy's not good for you. If he did this, it means that he's not good for you. I had the same situation happen to me, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, so that's that person's life. It's not your life. Maybe your love story can be different. So being aware of the people one is telling one's story to and the feedback received, the advice received. How long can a person withstand negativity? Let's say fictitious Jane tells her friend Paula, fictitious Paula, you know, I met this guy and he's really not giving me all that attention, and this is going on for months, and I really feel that he's not treating me well. What do you think? Paula says, oh, yeah, of course, you need to leave him. These are signs of him being a very bad partner for you. These are thoughts that Paula is infusing into fictitious Jane, and fictitious Jane is going to go back to her female cave and then think about this and say, you know what, Paula is right. And if she tells enough people and enough people have given her the same kind of advice, you need to leave him, say bye. Then she's going to feel like she needs to leave the man that she likes. But halt, fictitious Jane, what if you use soulmate manifestation methods? What if you try a different approach? What if you realize that the relationship rules that people use to navigate relationships don't always work, and that if you use soulmate manifestation principles, you might actually get the person that you like to show you how much he loves you, how much she loves you. Things change when one uses the right operating system. if there is a computer, one needs to use the right operating system or whatever it is. If it's a car, then you need to drive it the way it needs to be driven. You need to use the right operating system. So where love is concerned, romance. Relationship rules don't always work, but soulmate manifestation will work. Because it goes into the level of energy and spirit. It runs at a deeper level. It looks at your energy composition of your patterns from the past. Some people believe in past lives. But whatever it is, any type of past, soulmate manifestation takes into account all the emotional imprints, all the programs that are running, not just conscious programs, but subconscious programs that are running, that have a vast impact on the people that one gets interested in. So a fictitious Jane is meeting fictitious John, and she's attracting some kind of behavior from John. It's not just her conscious actions, but also the vibrations, emotional vibrations of imprints that she's carrying from the past that's bombarding John and causing John to behave in a certain way, proving again and again to fictitious Jane that a love life basically sucks. We can change all of this with soulmate manifestation. You can start with buying my book. It's on Amazon.com and some other online retailers if you are really interested in making a difference in your life. It's very simple to understand. And of course, you can always sign up with me. You can always send me a text on WhatsApp also, or just regular text or email, and start working with me and change the composition of energy that is creating the love life that you are in. Being aware of where you are, being aware of where you want to go, being aware that you need to change the energy composition of the programs that are attracting the same situation back again and again, but being aware that you're empowered, that you can do this. Fictitious Jane is not a loser. Fictitious Jane can have the most successful love story, no matter where she is right now, with the person that she loves. She can make it happen. Fictitious Jane just needs to know that she is successful and she can really have a successful love story. We're approaching the end of the show and we will sign off soon, but we will meet again in a couple of weeks' time, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific time. So until then, have a great couple of weeks and have a wonderful rest of the day.
The Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world. We'll take you where you want to go.